Nearly 7 million potatoes are said to be eaten by families here during their Christmas dinners. Now, this was in the paper today. And myself and Ruth earlier on were talking about this, and we were saying, we actually thought it'd be more than that. I think 7 million is not a lot. If you think that at least half the population are going to eat potatoes, and they probably have four each, I thought it would have been more than that. I thought it would have been about 10 million or 15 million potatoes. Yeah, Tesco sources almost 30 tonnes of roosters, Maris Pipers and Queens. You can't beat the old Maris Pipers, sure you can't. Ah, they're fluffy. Can't beat the Maris Pipers. Anyway, and the Queen from Country Crest and its associated networks in Irish farming families. And a survey by the retailer found enjoying dinner with loved ones on December the 25th is the most cherished tradition of almost half of Irish people. Majority of those quizzed agreed that traditional festive feast would not be the same without the humble potato. And of course, for Christmas dinner, you need both roast and mash. Not just one, by the way. Anybody who just does the one now, you're cutting corners. You need both roast and mash. And maybe a croquette as well. Isn't that what they call them? The little ones that look like fish fingers. Anyway, today I want to know, what is your favourite part of Christmas Day? The dinner is obviously everybody's favourite part. Well, if you can tell us about that too, your favourite Christmas dinner as well. John, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
I'm not too bad, yourself.
Good, John. What do you look forward to at Christmas?
Listen, on behalf of all the people of Cork and the Cork listeners, in the tune of When the Child Is Born, here goes, right? A ray of hope flickers in the night. Niall Boylan's divorce is almost in sight. And across the border, you can hear the lovely Cameron say, God Almighty, will he ever get away?
John, here you go. That went a little bit too far there, John, but I appreciate it, John. And I'm sure Karen does too. John, what's the favourite part of Christmas Day for you?
Well, obviously things have turned up completely, but going to midnight mass, or if not midnight mass, 6 o'clock mass on the eve of, and then, you know, Christmas Eve, having a few pints with you, the guys you worked with, or some of the campaigners, which we couldn't meet up at all this Christmas, or my pro-life friends.
Yeah.
Can't meet any of them, you know.
No, so you can't have a pint after 3 o'clock on Christmas Day now.
You can't. The whole fabric has been torn asunder. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's a bloody
know.
Shame, like, and it really
know.
Is. Like,
I know. It wouldn't have made any difference, really, to me.
I
don't get the 3 o'clock Christmas Eve thing. I mean, we did have the vintners on yesterday. They said even between 3 and 11 o'clock, they're going to lose 10 grand. I don't know why the Goodman couldn't have just left it until Stephen's Day.
No, and I'll be honest, like, I mean, like, they're the same in Cork. They've pulled out all the stops, the bells and everything. They've done the whole thing. They've sectioned it off. And what more can they do?
No, they can't do any more than that. But getting back, let's not talk about COVID. Let's try to be happy anyway. Yeah. But I remember I used to go to midnight mass because my dad would insist we went to mass, right? Because my father was very religious, right? So we didn't go. He didn't want us going on Christmas Day because we had to go off up to me granny's and we'd loads to do. So we'd be sick because he'd be up early to go to mass Christmas morning, but we wouldn't. But he would send us to midnight mass, and at midnight mass you'd stand down the back and there was always a smell of booze.
Always.
Yeah, well, everybody was hammered.
Well, they cancelled that in Cork for years, like, I mean, and then they revived, but then it disappeared again because basically it was over, drunks coming in, falling all over the place.
I know. Should be all down the back, breathing on everybody, smelling it, straight out of the pub and into midnight mass.
I know. Well, this is another thing, like, I mean, as I said, without going back to the big C again, the whole thing is, look, we're Christians, like, I mean, Cromwell didn't even get away with this, like, I mean, you have the churches closed now on Christmas Day. There's
I know, back online again after Stephen's Day, yeah.
It's a bloody disgrace, like,
you know. Well, look, unfortunately, you know what, I agree with you, John, but unfortunately, there are people who don't agree with me or you, and there are people who believe everything they're told.
I lend on this, look, on behalf of all the Cork listeners, like, and all the listeners, I think, I'm speaking of around the country, you're the only show, and you're the only presenter that gave the alternative view and allowed both sides on, like, because we are not even going to mention the man that earns the bigger money than you, that's on another station this minute. But I mean, you're the only station that questioned everything, and that's what should be done and hasn't been done by politicians or by state broadcasters, whatever. You are the only station, and you are to be commended, yourself and Ashling on that, and the rest of the team.
Ah, thank you very much indeed, John. Stay with us, John. Stay there for a second, because Colette, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Colette?
Hiya, Niall.
Good. How's the budgie?
What I remember, now, this is when I was a child.
Right, okay.
This is going back. I remember I used to listen to this programme on TV. It used to have Dean Martin and Andy Williams.
Oh,
from their homes.
Right, and yeah, I remember, and, you know, Val Doonican as well. Remember Val Doonican?
The love Christmas songs.
Yeah, that's I remember those. I remember those Christmas specials. There was Val Dunick and Perry Como.
You going back in
the listen to me, God bless.
Late '70s, early '80s.
Do you remember Perry Como?
Yeah, all these ones. Yeah,
Magic
and Dean Martin
moments.
And Andy Williams. And I used to think, I used to love when they
sing an old Dean Martin song for me. There, Colette, go on.
Into their homes, you know. Had a sneak preview.
Colette, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sing an old Dean Martin song for me there. Go on. Do you remember the songs?
I asked the man behind the bar to play the jukebox.
I remember
music
that.
Music takes me back to Tennessee.
Ooh-ha.
Then they ask, who's the fool in the corner? Crying, I say.
A little old wine drinking me. John, you should have joined in there. It's bloody Christmas.
No, I didn't want to take up
peace. How, by the way, Colette, how's the budgie?
My canary is he's not singing at the moment, Niall, because he's losing his feathers.
All right. Thanks for the Christmas card, by the way.
Off to get his nails clipped.
All right. Okay. What's wrong with him? Does he not bite his own nails?
A taxi
bag. Does he not just bite his own nails, Colette?
For Christmas.
She's not listening to a word I'm saying. Colette, have a happy Christmas.
You too, Niall.
See ya.
Keep up the good work.
Bye. John, stay there. Marion, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Marion?
Hi.
Good, Marion. What do you miss about Christmas? Or those old Christmases?
Yeah, definitely the smell in the kitchen on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
my mother's stuff and the ham boiling or whatever. Don't know how they did it, really.
The cabbage. You don't really see cabbage much these days.
Cabbage. No, not cabbage, Christmas Day.
Would you not put a bit of cabbage on it as well, Christmas Day?
No, sprouts. Or turnips.
Oh, sprouts, yeah, sprouts. Sorry, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate sprouts. Hate them.
Yeah, disgusting.
They're good for you, Neil.
My partner likes them, but she likes them as done a special way. But I absolutely despise them.
Yeah, not my cup of tea now either, to be honest.
Are you a sprout eater, John?
Oh, yeah. I'd eat anything, even if I don't like it. If it's good for me, I'd eat the damn thing. I don't care what it tastes like.
Well, then you must be a super taster. My father was a super taster. He would eat anything. Yeah. Anything. Didn't matter. Pig's feet, tails, anything. Didn't matter. But, Marion, I do know the smell you're talking about.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we don't get that as much nowadays because ovens are so efficient, fan-assisted ovens, they'd kind of draw the smell out. We have extractors in kitchens and all. So we don't kind of get that smell of Christmas, that cooking smell.
Definitely not.
And Niall?
Yeah, sorry, John.
That's a thing we should say as well today, a big shout-out to all the mothers in the home because, look, the amount of work, that mothers do in the home there, and some of them have 3 and 4 kids, and they might even be holding down the job, and they have only so much time off. But the amount of work that a woman does in the house is never really acknowledged, because I know when my mother was alive, God rest her, there's many times I came up and the earning was piled up to the ceiling, and if I could go back, I would. But I should have said thanks more than I did, and I didn't.
Oh, I know. I know that feeling. I always have regrets, even around my own mother, that maybe I should have talked to her more. I did talk to her a lot, by the way. Yeah. But I think we all feel like that when it comes to our parents, and particularly when they pass away. But Marion, so what else? Say, I don't know what it is about Irish mothers in particular, right? But they had the ability. I don't think it's the same nowadays. But they had the ability, without microwaves, without anything, that everything would be timed. And say the dinner was at 3 o'clock on a Christmas Day. Everything would be ready at exactly the same time.
And it would be perfect, yeah.
Perfect. I mean, what's that all about?
Try for 11 kids.
Could you imagine? Yeah. And my mother would serve the dinner. My father, of course, would sit down in his arse and do nothing, right?
Of course.
But my mother would have, and my sister might give her a hand as she got older, right? But my mother would have the potatoes ready, the roast potatoes ready, the ham, the turkey. Because we didn't have the ability to reheat things in those days in microwaves. So it all had to be done together and be ready together.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
But now you must always remember that in that period you're talking about, lots of the women were at home full time. So So they ran the house like clockwork.
Yeah, they were they were almost better than any professional chef.
They were professional. They were professional housekeepers. Like, you mean,
they essentially were. Them. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
And they were good at their job. They
all they had like was an alarm clock. I mean, and they just time it by the bloody clock. Like,
yeah, I know. Oh, my mother had one of those with the little bendy thing on the side of it, and she would time things. Yeah, she did have one of those. She had it inside the cooker. Yeah. Okay, wonderful memories of Christmas. Marion, have a wonderful Christmas. John,
thank
have
you.
A wonderful Christmas.
Thank
Let
you.
Me just go to Peter, if I can. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Peter?
How are you doing, Niall? Happy Christmas to you and all the crew.
Happy Christmas to you and all your brethren, by the way, because I know you're a preacher as well, Peter. So is that what they call them, brethren, is it?
Yeah, and I hope you can cross the border nice and freely over Christmas.
All your brethren, have a wonderful Christmas. So listen, Peter, what would be the one thing that you remember from Christmas?
It's that miracle you just talked about there, that the mother having all the food still hot on the plate and everyone gets a hot meal. My mother still does it.
And how did they, I'm still trying to figure this out, because nowadays we'll do up our ham, we'll do up our turkey, we do up our roasters and our mash, and we might have to kind of heat the turkey back up a little bit in the micro, just because I love a good hot meal. I don't like food when it's gone cold. But they didn't have the technology to do that.
No, not a hope of that happening in the mother's house this year.
Yeah. She'll have it all right. How many of yous are having dinner this year?
As long as Neffa don't listen to me.
I'm not the police. I just want to know.
I'd say there'll be about at least 20.
There'll be 20 of yous in the house?
That's adults.
And how many households is that from?
That'll be from 4 different households.
And what do you say to the people who are going to have a poppet? You know, I'm not having a poppet, by the way. I'm just saying that, you know, the guidelines are there. What do you say to people who would have a poppet and say, oh, you're irresponsible, 20 people in the house, that's a bleeding party.
Irresponsible is neglecting your family and listening to the state in this time of year when everybody needs a lift and we need to be with our families and the people that we love. They're going to lock us down after Christmas anyway. So I think it's important that at this time of year, especially Christmas, is a time that has to be spent with family and with loved ones. And it's a time of family, and it's also a time of giving to those that are in need as well.
And the government will argue, of course, that it's irresponsible what you're doing. I'm not, by the way, Peter, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you the government will argue that there's guidelines there.
I guarantee you they have lovely turkey dinners. Not one of them is missing a paycheck. Not one of them is having a sleepless night over financial, because it's all just given to them. I think your man that got COVID is probably just to get them on all and off on Christmas holidays. But you know what? I don't want to talk about them. Christmas is a time for family. It's a time to spend time with your loved ones. And it's a time to be there for those that don't have loved ones either.
Okay, so going back to your Christmases, Peter.
Yep.
What were your Christmases like as a kid?
I remember the father used to bring the turkey home, head, neck, the whole lot, and hang him up.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was only watching something on RT last night, and they had snippets from archives, and people would buy the turkey alive, the poor little fella, and they'd be walking home with holding him by the legs, and he'd be swinging around, flapping his wings, and they'd bring it into the house, defeather it, and kill it. And I said, ah, Jesus. I don't think I could eat a turkey after seeing something like that.
The father wouldn't let us see that, but we'd see the finished article when he was hanging out there in the kitchen. He was hanging by the neck out of where we'd normally hang the tea towels.
And they said, and they were talking, interviewing some of the women, and this is back in the 1960s, they'd pluck the turkey and then hang him in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Was that? Why would they hang him in the bathroom? So what, you're in there having a poo and you're looking at a turkey?
Yeah, any blood or anything that needed to drain out of him, drained out of him. And then the next morning when you seen him, or the next day when you seen him on the table, all them thoughts of the poor turkey went out the window.
And the other thing my father used to do was, when he chopped off the legs, right, the feet, you know, the turkey's feet. The sinew from the foot would hang out. And he'd give it to us. And this is how things, like, you wouldn't even dream of doing this to a child nowadays, right? But you would go around pulling the sinew so the claws would move and do it to the girls next door and everything else. You'd be going around with this. So you'd be running around the street at 6 years of age with the foot of a turkey, pulling the sinew and frightening people with it.
And now they called the police saying you were doing some sort of voodoo magic.
Absolutely. So stay there, Peter. Stay for a second. Jude, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all.
Hey, Jude.
That's me.
Yeah. Jude, what do you remember from Christmas? By the way, Jude, were you in the Netherlands for Christmas when you were a child or were you here?
I was in the Netherlands.
Oh, is it?
Both every year.
Yeah, was it much different?
Well, I never really spent Christmas over here. I usually spent it over in the Netherlands, so I wouldn't really know. So I liked going. That's what I miss about Christmas is, well, I still do it until the COVID, is going away for Christmas. I miss that.
So you, and by the way, is your mum and dad, are they still in the Netherlands?
No, they're over here.
Oh, okay, all right. So who do you have in the Netherlands? Just family?
Yeah, family. Uncles, cousins.
Okay.
Up until a couple of years ago, grandparents.
Right, okay. Good.
But I miss that. I miss going away.
Like, but is a traditional, you know, Christmas day in the Netherlands the same as it was in Ireland? You know, Christmas trees and Christmas dinner and turkey and ham and potatoes. And is it the same?
The presents and that, and it's to have the Christmas tree up, but they don't have, it's not necessarily turkey and ham and that. They don't have that. There's different types of meat. You know, they have different types of meat. You know?
Oh, they are missing out.
But I don't eat, but I never eat Christmas. I don't like Christmas dinner. I usually like other foods, you know, like Moroccan food or Libyan food or whatever, you know.
Moroccan or Libyan food?
Yeah, I never eat Christmas dinners.
Right.
But then again, I'm never over here to eat.
You haven't lived. You haven't lived. Well, hang on for a second, because I don't have too much time in. I want to bring Dermot in as well. Dermot, you're a classic hit. See you, Dermot.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I got cut off yesterday before. I wanted to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Haven't been
even Jude
all year yapping. Listen, just a quick news flash. NPHET have just come on to explain what NPHET stands for. NPHET, yes?
I know, I've heard this one. Go on.
No pubs, entertainment, hospitality or travel.
I saw it on WhatsApp. Dermot, have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you get a bit of business over the Christmas, by the way, all the taxi drivers in Dublin.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy. It's been a good year. And please, God, we'll fight it all next year again.
Thank you very much, Peter. Happy Christmas. Jude, have a lovely Christmas. All right.
Thanks very much. You too.
All right. See you. Thanks, lads.